This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surprised if I told you too close to call. Yep, we still got a bunch of races that are too close to call. I know you're not surprised because this was inevitable that this was going to happen leading up to the election. What did we predict? Anybody out there knew that pretty much we may end up with the same thing in Georgia, and sure enough, we did. So, Warnock and Walker in a runoff December 8th. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Politics in the USA. The great thing about politics in the USA is that we had a lot of people that went out and voted. And in some areas, you had the young vote come out. Other areas, you didn't get a lot of Gen Z. I think looking at the aftermath of the election, what happened, why did something go in one direction, and why it didn't go right in another direction in these key midterm races, is fascinating and important. If I were running either party, I would completely absorb all of that data and look at that and see where things worked really well or where mistakes were made or where you're funneling the money. And this is, of course, why people get paid theoretically the big bucks to do that and to strategize on where we headed next. But I think overall what is so incredibly fascinating is it's not just what's happening in Georgia in that Senate race. It's also other races that have come down to the wire where, ooh, we're almost there, but we're not quite there yet. You know, Arizona, you are playing right into this. For sure, because you look even at the governor's race, Katie Hobbs, 50.3% to Kari Lake's 49.7%. And Kari Lake definitely 100% aligned herself with former President Donald Trump. He was stumping for her. He was there a few days ago to do that. And the Democratic candidate is Arizona's current Secretary of State, who was on the opposite side of Lake. She defended the 2020 results in Arizona after Trump lost to Joe Biden. So you had two completely different candidates. And if you break down and you look at the different counties and the votes being in, and you look at the exit polls, it's really, really fascinating to me to see where the votes were cast, how many were by mail, what happened on election day, and how it all breaks out. But it's not done. It's not over at this point in that race. It's just right there, but too early to call because it's still about getting the results and seeing them trickle in, because it can make a difference. That's why when we say every vote counts, yes, every vote counts. That's why you have a midterm runoff in Georgia, because it didn't tilt 50% for either one of those candidates. And it's again, so fascinating to me to look at this and to look at the more results are coming in these tight Senate races. But right now, just based on the numbers that I've looked at, and I'm sure that are out there, period, if you look at the Senate, Republicans 49, Democrats 48. If you look at the House, oh, so close. And there's different ways of measuring the House because you'll see different numbers out there. But let's say if I looked at one, I'd see Republicans definitely are outdrawing the Democrats by, seven. but there's still some with a slim margin of numbers that are trickling in. So what's going to happen there? I mean, in the House, the Republicans are definitely inching toward a slim majority. That's what I think. I can't imagine that that's going to change. I don't think so. But Arizona and Nevada could decide control of the Senate for sure. And then Georgia maybe even plays into that in the end. Mark Kelly and Masters, the Republican opponent, are very, very close. Kelly has 51.4% and Masters 46.4%. We're almost at 80% of that vote in, but not, you know, not completely. And then you look at Nevada and the same thing, you know, the same thing there. It's so close. You have Laxalt, who has 49.4%. He is the Republican. You have the incumbent, Cortez Mastro, 47.6%. They're at like almost 85% of the vote. But again, that's so close. And you could get a jump, a wave of votes that come in as they're being tabulated that could make that, that could make that flip. But not yet. It's trickling. That's what's happening. It's trickling in. So, wow. I mean, I even was looking at live updates in both of these areas because there's cams in different places and you can see. And it's been a wild, wild midterm. That's for sure. And some people were watching and some people were just completely tuned out. I said this in a previous hour. Radio played a big part because the power of the airwaves. That's why I love this medium. There's a lot of money spent on radio in with ads for Republicans and Democrats, the party overall, both parties spending a lot of money, and then individual candidates. And then you look at television coverage and Fox just crushed everybody with their election coverage when it comes to the numbers. And of course, that's what advertisers care about. And that's what keeps, you know, you got to sell the bread to keep things flowing at any network. And that certainly is what happened for Fox. 7.7 million in prime time. So that would be 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock Eastern. They were rolling compared to every other network who didn't even have half of that. And same thing with the other cable networks too. Definitely a much taller task for them to try to get viewers. So they were incredibly competitive. Brett Baer and Martha McCallum were the anchors of all the results coming in, and that's where they thumped CNN and MSNBC. CNN had 2.5 million, MSNBC 3 million, and then for the networks, NBC averaging 3.1 million, ABC 3 million, and CBS 2.5 million. Coming up next, oh, he tells such a great story. Some crazy things happened in his life, and boy, he came out on the other side. Dr. Paul McFitty is next. Wait till you hear his story.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Joins us. He's got an interesting book. It's called Learn, Labor, Love, Laugh, Live, A Father's Daily Thoughts to His Son. And boy, his stories, I mean, actually, some of them are pretty mind-blowing. Paul, thanks so much for hopping on with us.
Not a problem. It's a privilege.
So this book, you know, you tell these interesting tales, including, and we're going to start with this one, what happened when you married your wife just 3 weeks into your marriage?
3 weeks into our marriage, she was shot.
Wow.
And, you know, hold up by some, you know, whack a job.
And so how did you deal with that?
Well, I dealt with it initially in prayer and shock and just wanted her to survive. That's what I wanted to do. And we were living in an area where there was a lot of crime. And so I knew then I would start to make plans to live somewhere else.
Do you think that having that happen early on, it's so tough, I can't even imagine. Did that make you stronger? Did that make you both appreciate your marriage more?
Well, we certainly valued one another more. You know, when you're going to lose the one you love and just got married, you realize how transitory and precarious life can be.
Yeah, no kidding. And your book is filled with all kinds of those moments, I think, and that's why I started in that direction. Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I wanted people to benefit from the things that I had learned. I wrote it not to, and for no other reason than to show people that living life, regardless of circumstances, it can be a positive experience.
And
you have to make it happen. Go ahead.
And in the beginning, even for you, you know, we talked about your wife, but if we roll back time a little bit further, the story is in the very beginning. You talk about being kidnapped from your mom when you were 8 months old, and then being, you know, reunited and getting that sense of family. Talk about that, because that's so heavy in your book. I mean, even the tagline of Father's Daily Thoughts to His Son, family is important to you, obviously.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, and when that all happened, I was so young, I didn't realize the significance of it. You know, I realized the significance of it as life went on, as I evolved.
And so life moves on. You turn to sports. That becomes where you really find yourself getting away from some of the things that were going on in your life, right?
Yeah, sports, they became my extended family. The coaches became parental figures. And, you know, that whole substitute there, I was probably unaware of at the time. But that's what they served as.
Yeah. Tell us what you did for a living, because I think your path through education is really fascinating.
Yeah, I imagine you feel that way. I can imagine how some professors felt that way.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was going to do when I went off to school, other than working with people and coaching. I assumed it was going to be an opportunity, and I started off that way. And but I realized that I had a lot to learn, so I kept on going to school, including graduate school and doctorates in psychology and theology and things like that.
Yeah. Tell us the importance of psychology and what you've done with that in your life.
Well, that is probably the most critical. You know, who am I? What's expected of me? What can I know for certain? What can I hope for? Those basic questions of what you face every day, you have an opportunity to make it a growth opportunity or not. And I decided to make it, see what I could get out of it that would profit me in terms of who I was going to become.
And is it something about also teaching that to people?
Oh, absolutely. And I want people to understand that they are always confronted with a choice, and it can be a growth choice or a regression choice. And our potential is, you know, unlimited. And that's what I love about working with people. It's like coaching. You can take a ball player and make a great hitter out of him, or pitcher, or whatever.
Boy, isn't that the truth. We're speaking with Dr. Paul McVitie. His book is called Learn, Labor, Love, Laugh, Live, A Father's Daily Thoughts to His Son. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And, you know, in the title, you know, we mentioned some of the things about learning, labor, love. How important is laughter?
It's critical, especially the being able to laugh at yourself. You know, and people don't realize how important that is.
Well, isn't that the truth?
So, yeah, that's I learned that, and it served me very well.
And then, of course, you talk about your son, and even on your book, on the cover of your book, for everybody listening, in big letters you have the Learn, Labor, Love, Laugh, Live, and then the Father's Daily Thoughts to His Son. You've got an American flag, and then you've got a plane, and you're very proud of your son and his service. Tell us about your son.
Well, he's a colonel in the Air Force now, and he started off by wanting to serve, and he applied to the Air Force Academy, was accepted, and the rest is history in terms of his career. It's just outstanding. He's done a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
had four deployments, and the picture on the book is a C-17, which is, and that was the one he was piloting when he had deployments.
Yeah, when people pick up this book, what do you hope they take away from reading your book?
I hope they take away from the fact that they can, whatever they have, they can turn it into fertilizer. What they're doing and what they choose to do can be a growth opportunity. And they can learn a lot about themselves. Because we determine who we're going to be by the choices we make, obviously. And the phrase I use when I'm talking to a lot of guys is to think like a farmer turning you-know-what into fertilizer.
Think like a farmer. That's the great hashtag for this. I love that. Well, this book will make you laugh out loud, and it is interesting. You have led a very interesting life and been through a lot, but also come out on the other side. And I think that's why it's so important when you talk about the love and laugh part and live. And it's about living.
Absolutely. And that's what we're supposed to do, victoriously, triumphantly.
Yeah. And working with people, and especially when we talk about psychology, that's got to be something that you emphasize.
There's no question about it. And you know, I tell people that the greatest gift they have is the ability to choose how they're going to deal with circumstances. Doesn't always mean circumstances are great, or so you don't wish they were different. But how you deal with them is your potential.
I've never heard it put that way. That's wonderful. How you deal with it is your potential. Well, this book is terrific. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Dr. Paul McVitie, thank you so much for coming on.
It's a privilege, and thanks for calling.
All right, just a minute or so left. It is about Hurricane Cat 1 Nicole hitting Florida, making landfall, sweeping through the Bahamas, and now we're seeing in so many areas like Daytona, etc., they are just getting wind-whipped, whiplashed, and schools were closed in advance, many of them on Wednesday. And strong winds, dangerous storm surge, heavy rains. And where does the storm end up? It's predicted that it will be felt in a lot of parts of Florida, then veer up toward Georgia and the Carolinas, and ultimately the Northeast, parts of the Northeast will get hit by this too as well. So southern Georgia on Thursday and Thursday night into the Carolinas on Friday. And, boy, in some areas, the erosion is so, so serious. And, you know, we're talking about tropical storm / Cat 1, depending on where it hits. Daytona shores, Daytona Beach shores look just terrible. The erosion, just frightening to see. Some of these buildings look like they were going to fall right into the water. So be careful out there and check on your relatives in the great state of Florida. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Fox News is reporting that former President Trump was furious Wednesday over the disappointing showing by Republicans nationally and blames people in particular who advised him to back Mehmet Oz in the Pennsylvania Senate race, including the former First Lady, Melania Trump. Oz went down to defeat to Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman in the state's closely watched Senate contest, a bruising loss for Republicans trying to win back a Senate majority. Fetterman's win allowed Democrats to pick up a seat previously held by Senator Pat Toomey. A new survey shows a large percentage of young Americans are struggling with mental health issues. The survey by Harmony Healthcare IT found 42% of Generation Z adults started dealing with mental health conditions soon after the pandemic started in 2020. And Elon Musk is selling 20 million shares of Tesla. The shares are valued at about $4 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This segment, Odds and Ends. Tropical Storm Nicole, that's an odd duck. We don't know for sure what's going to happen. We know that the rain has kicked in. We know we're talking about a 500-mile swath. I can tell you that I am nowhere near where this is going to hit land. I am in Florida, and we felt it during the day. Schools are out, and the winds were much, much higher. I walked the dog, and he stood up. I've seen him do this before, like Jack, if you saw the Titanic, where he said whatever he said, I'm the king of the world, and he was at the top of the boat. Anyway, he did remind me of that. For some reason, this crazy dog, this dog that is part golden retriever, part Irish setter, loves the wind. So I guess he's in a good place. And I'm hoping that we won't see some of the storm surge, but I think there's going to be flooding. It's likely to be Cat 1. It swept through the northwestern part of the Bahamas, and it's going to make landfall Thursday morning along the East Coast. That's happening as this is leaving my lips. It's the beauty of this show. The beauty of the show is how you get the immediate results of what's going on. So the storms left a lot of communities fearful because we just were worried about Hurricane Ian and what was going to happen there. And it smashed into the southwest Florida coast, which you all know happened September 28th. That was a Cat 4, and at least 109 people died. Well, this is not predicted to be a 4, a 3, a 2, a 1. But it does mean we're talking about water and erosion, and that's the scary, scary thing here when it hits some of the areas that it's going to hit. So it's going to move across the central part of the state and northern Florida into South Georgia on Thursday night, and then into the Carolinas on Friday. And that's the latest. I mean, that's what we have now at this point. So there could be areas where they're going to see 65-mile-an-hour winds. I know that I'm telling this to so many people listening to us in Florida, but this great show, that I'm so privileged to do. We're on across the country, and you're in Ottumwa, Iowa, and you're in Portland, Oregon, and so many of you have relatives in Florida, because you've written to me and said that. You sent me those emails when we go to the mailbag, and said that you've also had great memories of visiting areas of Florida. So, you know, you're looking at Daytona Beach and Orlando and Jacksonville and Savannah and Charleston. Oh, Savannah's wonderful. And then, of course, heading up through West Virginia and Pittsburgh and New York. So we're going to get at least some flash flooding. That's the thing to look for. And the thing to look for is the dangerous storm surge, up to 5 feet in some areas along Florida and Georgia coast, because it depends on the tides. It's the water, the water, the water. That's what forms those evacuations or forces those evacuations in, like, Palm Beach evacuated, Flagler evacuated, the barrier islands, the low-lying areas, and the mobile homes. That's where it's tricky. That's where you get concerned. I mean, this is a rare November storm. Only one hurricane on record made landfall after November 4th. One. And that was Hurricane Kate. And that was 1985. And that actually hit as a Cat 2. It intensified near Mexico Beach, Florida, and Colorado State University. A hurricane researcher there said that, pushed that out to let everybody know, hey, it's so rare that we've seen that one time. Now, for all of you space nuts, Kennedy Space Center, Cape Canaveral, they're preparing ahead of time, because they know Nicole's going to bear down in that direction. So the rocket's going to ride out the storm at the Kennedy Space Center's pad. That's what they're going to do. So, I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar rocket. You got to think about that. What do you do? The building that it's in is rated to handle up to 85-mile-an-hour winds. The Cat 1 storm winds are between 74 and 95. It can withstand heavy rain at the launch pad. It has hatches to secure that water invasion, you know, intrusion of water. So they're going to delay the Space Launch System's rocket liftoff. I mean, and that's what's happening here, but with this multi-million dollar rocket. So think about that. This is the kind of stuff you have to think about. It's not going to sit in the building. It's going out to the pad, because there's a better chance that it'll be fine if it sits out there versus if it were to be in that building for the reasons that I, you know, just said. All right, so we just went through an election. We still don't know a lot of, as far as some of the seats are concerned. We know there's going to be a runoff. It has to be in Georgia. I'm not surprised by that, I guess. And that's going to be December 8th. And balance of power hangs in the balance when we talk about federally. But, you know, there were other referendums and issues on ballots across the U.S. Recreational weed is now legal in 21 states. And 5 states decided whether or not to legalize recreational marijuana. That was part of their midterm elections. So before Tuesday, 19 states, the District of Columbia and 2 other U.S. territories had legalized recreational marijuana in some form. Now Maryland and Missouri are part of the list. They joined the list, amendments to approve recreational use, as well as bringing some changes, of course, in criminal law. That was part of the debate. Arkansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, they rejected the proposals, said, nope, we're not doing it. So they said, no way. Isn't that interesting? And there's going to be more of those issues that will come up. This isn't anything new, because we've been talking about this now for a while, and we certainly have had on this show lots of different angles. Some people think it's a gateway drug. Some people in the addiction business, meaning where people go when they get onto harder stuff. And then people in law enforcement, we've had lots of different people in law enforcement who think it would free up resources, especially chasing around small amounts of someone possessing marijuana. But I think you're going to have some resistance, and then you're going to have, just like North Dakota, and then you're going to have people that say, bring it on, no problem. And this is the world we live in, right? And it varies from place to place. And we certainly know, like abortion rights prevailed in blue and red states, though. That was what was interesting, because things were worded differently depending on what was happening in the particular state. But there was an anti-abortion measure that was defeated in very deep, deep red Kentucky, and we have listeners there. In battleground states like Michigan, California, and Vermont, boom, all approved. So interesting. Some key seats, just as kind of odds and ends, stayed in Republican hands. Like in Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson defeated the Democratic opponent, so that stays. That's a third term for him, by the way, in the midterm elections. I don't think I was surprised by that. There were some definites that you knew you'd be shocked. Like you would have been shocked if Ron DeSantis, very popular governor in Florida, had lost to Charlie Crist, the Democratic challenger. That just was not going to happen. All right, speaking of odds and ends, how about Qatar? They unveiled the 6,000-cabin World Cup fan village. If you're watching any tube, you're seeing lots of advertisements. You know, the whole Santa thing that John Hamm's doing about World Cup and that we're all getting to watch World Cup. But so this cabin fan village, I just have to mention it because this does fit into odds and ends. It's in an isolated lot near its airport. So it has housing toward the lower end of what's available for the upcoming World Cup, just days away from the, you know, starting. And they've got artificial grass that covers the walkways outside. They have common areas filled with chairs and a large screen so fans can watch matches. Each cabin can be booked, I guess, for about $200 a night or $270 with board during the tournament. And there probably will be some people, about 60% of the cabins have already been booked. There'll be some people that'll do that. I mean, soccer in so many areas of the country, I mean, of the world, it's popular. The commute is about 40 minutes to the stadium sites, and it's just wild to see it because, you know, what could the fans do? They have to be at hotels. Cruise ships are renting rooms. Sailing vessels are renting rooms. There's tents because the expectation is that there will be a lot of people that will go and, you know, they'll go and watch the World Cup. So they had to be able to offer all kinds of potential places for people to stay and not just the super, super high end spots because Qatar is an expensive area. Absolutely, you know, for sure. All right, something else that's interesting. How about this? I read this story today in a business publication I was reading, and I thought, wow, so smart. There's custom Nikes and Adidas now for horses, right? So, and I think of horses and their hoofs. So this 39-year-old sneaker designer based in Kentucky is offering these innovative sneakers fitted for horse hooves to the elite athletes in the equine world, in the horse capital of the world. And there was a statement that was released by the Lexington Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I love what Mary Quinn Raymer, who's the president of Visit Lex, said. She said, if LeBron James can have his own custom sneakers, why shouldn't American Pharoah? Just so brilliant. And the business, Horse Kicks, and it's not affiliated with Nike, New Balance, or Adidas, but it specializes in using human sneakers to bring this fashionable footwear to the Lexington horse farms. And a horse named Bear is kind of the poster horse, so to speak, for Horse Kicks by being in the brand's photography and the video and to have the first of the sneakers of these kind made by Floyd. I love it. Horse Kicks, custom Nikes and Adidas is basically for horses with a different brand. Wow. It's a different world, isn't it? That's perfect for odds and ends. Hang with us.
Do you have the
those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
His hometown kid, city kid, a true story of a basketball team amidst demographic change. Jim Dimmock Jr. joins us, and his story is one that some people might even know. For those who don't, we're going to enlighten you as to what it was like and what he went through. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
What was it that finally made you decide, I'm going to tell the story, I'm going to write this story?
Well, I was hired as the boys basketball coach in Richfield, Minnesota in 2001. I was the coach there for 9 years. The school district was going through rapid demographic change. My basketball team was 80% white kids who lived in homes. They were sons and they were sons of homeowners in Richfield my first year. My last year, the basketball team was 80% black kids. And as I went through these 9 years and I shared what was going on with my inner circle of friends and my family, everyone said, you've got to write a book, Jim. This is about a lot more than just basketball. You need to write a book. So that's how it got started.
And what was it like when the demographics changed? What did you deal with? What was it like for the team? What was it like as far as administrative pressures, I guess, and parents?
Well, first of all, I can say that the kids got along great. Getting the parents together was a whole different issue. And there were many white parents in Richfield who welcomed the diversity, welcomed the competition. welcomed these African-American kids in. But there was a small group of people that did not like that change. And the book actually has five different storylines that are all parallel storylines that unfold over these 9 years. And they are a collection of separate incidents that kind of tell this story. And the first storyline is the high school boys basketball team, and we went to the state tournament, first state tournament trip in 31 years. We had packed gyms on Friday nights. It was really fun. The second storyline is about the youth program, the kids in grades 1 through 8 that were playing basketball, and how their parents reacted to the fact that my first year, the youth program was 95% white kids, and after 2 years, it was 50-50. And the third storyline is the community, and right from the get-go, there was a small group of citizens. They called themselves the concerned citizens. They did not have kids on the team, and they tried to get me fired. In my second year, after my fourth year, and after my ninth year. And after my ninth year, they were successful with a brand new administration. And the fourth storyline is open enrollment. And in Richfield, at this time, the last 3 or 4 years I was there, about 10% of the student body of high school age students were open enrolling out of Richfield to a neighboring, more affluent white high school. And 10% of the high school students in Richfield were open enrolling in from South Minneapolis, and they were almost all African American kids. So you had 1/10 of the high school age students open enrolling out and 1/10 open enrolling in. And that was a hot button issue. And when kids from Minneapolis displaced Richfield kids, a lot of people didn't like that. And my detractors, I'm sure, would argue that my firing had nothing to do with race. It was about open enrollment. And it was about me recruiting kids into the community that were not Richfield kids. However, if you look at the percentage of open enrollment kids in the basketball program, that never changed over 9 years. It went from a white team of Richfield kids to a black team of Richfield kids. And the fifth storyline is about coaches being fired. And in Minnesota, there was a bill passed in 2007, whereas a high school coach, if he or she gets fired, he or she can request a hearing in front of the school board and state their case why they should be reinstated. And I exercised this right, and I listed the positive attributes of the program, both academically and athletically. And then I showed the school board with charts and definitions and pie graphs that if we ran the program the way the complainers wanted us to run it, it would be a textbook case of systemic racism, backed up with an argument of tokenism. And so it's those five storylines, and they all kind of intertwine and tell the story of how this inner ring, tight-knit suburb reacted to this. And there was a lot of positives, but there were some negatives.
How tough was it for you, and obviously because you were passionate, you liked coaching the team, the kids got along, the kids were easy, it had to be really tough on you to constantly battle these opinions of people and what they were doing, and then ultimately getting fired had to be rough on you. How did you bounce out of that?
Well, what happens is, Kate, every year that you go through this and people come at you and attack you, your skin gets thicker. And it wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy. It was tougher on my wife and my father than it was on me. But, I mean, every time something happened, my skin was thicker, and I came to realize early on that these people were going to try to get me fired for any possible reason they could think of. So I had to be perfect in all of my behavior. And that just became like a sixth sense. You were always aware that somebody was trying to, you know, watch you make a mistake somehow and then tell everybody and then spread the word and add up more evidence as to why I should be fired. Mm. And in the end, when I was fired, it was not embarrassing at all. everybody was surprised, I think. I mean, a lot of Richfield people came up to me and told me, you know, we didn't want you fired. We had no idea. We had no idea this was coming. You did a great job. Thanks so much. So I had a lot of positive feedback from people in Richfield throughout the entire process.
What do you hope people who are listening to this conversation across the U.S., what do you hope they take away from your book, this conversation, and getting your book, Hometown Kid, City Kid, A True Story of a Basketball Team Amidst Demographic Change?
Well, you know, if I could back up a little bit, I also realized that in order to give the documentary of what happened in my 9 years there a platform, I had to write a short history of the suburb and a short history of the high school athletic program. So, you know, and I've had people tell me that have read the book, well, it tells the story of the inner ring suburbs of Minneapolis. It tells how those suburbs have changed demographically. And I would like the book to raise questions about how we as northern United States white people react to this when kids of color move into our school district. And, you know, it forces us to look ourselves in the eye and ask ourselves, now, are we being welcoming or are we being old-fashioned and racist about this? And one of my friends said, when you add up all the separate incidents, you have to ask the question, was race an issue? And I know that the answer to that question is going to be divided. There'll be some people that would say race is not an issue here at all. It wasn't an issue. And other people have told me, well, race was definitely an issue. So there's two different opinions on this situation that I went through. And when I went through this, when they were trying to fire me two times, it was a big deal in Minnesota. It made the major newspapers. It was on talk show radio, and there was a big public debate statewide about me and about open enrollment. But they didn't really talk about demographic change at all. That was kind of swept under the carpet. And the book shows that that was part of this whole controversy.
Wow. What do your family and friends think now that, yes, you did it, you did the book?
Oh, I've had a lot of positive feedback. In fact, I was over at Richfield for a parade 3 weeks ago, and a woman came up to me and came running up to me. Oh, I got your book. I read the book. I loved it. I'm telling all my friends to read it. I had a retired gentleman in his 80s who played sports for Richfield back in the 1960s when they were a statewide power, and he came up to me and he said, Jim, I read your book. It's awesome. It tells the good and the bad about Richfield, and we needed to hear that. So there's been a lot of positive comments from Richfield people, which has really given me encouragement.
Well, good luck with the book. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Jim Dimmick Jr., Hometown Kid, City Kid, A True Story of a Basketball Team Amidst Demographic Change, all the things that he talked about, the five storylines, all of that is wrapped into this. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.